From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is polypody ferns, from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. Polypody ferns are lovely epiphytes, plants that live on plants, with creeping rhizomes from which come single fronds in a long line. The name polypod means many-footed and refers to the rhizome, which branches as it grows along tree trunks or over rocks. Two species grow in our area. This group of ferns is very common in the tropics. Licorice fern is a lovely fern of alder and maple tree trunks and also grows on rocks and in the dunes on sand in shady spots. It is widespread in the Pacific Northwest from Alaska to California and east to Idaho. The name comes from the taste of the rhizome, which is sweet like licorice. Look for heavily mossed old roofs. You will often see thick patches of licorice fern growing on them. Leathery polypod and Schuyler's polypod is more precise in its growing area. It only lives in salt spray zones along the ocean in a thin strip from southern British Columbia to southern California. This species does not have sweet rhizomes and does have large, thick, leathery fronds. At Cape Dee State Park, you can see both species growing on trees side by side. Both also grow in my garden and have a lovely habit. They put out new fronds each fall, preparing for a wet winter season of growth. This habit gives the genus its common name, resurrection fern, as they grow fall through spring instead of spring through fall. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.